people been coming at you like, hey, they not fucking with that. They not fucking with the chicken, ran across the road, came back, fuck with the other side. They didn't fuck with that.
It was really a couple people that I really wanted to pinpoint out. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a couple people that was really talking too much.
They got a little disrespectful with it.
It's one thing to not like something, but it's another thing to be disrespectful. So many of the people that trash talked me online was in my DMs.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So Facebook trashed me, and I got a couple calls like, quit arguing with motherfuckers, but it really wouldn't even argue. It was like, shut up, bitch. The people I was working with did not like Hang Up. I was in the car and I was on the way to Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And I do a lot of writing in the car. Motherfucker hung up on me and all I heard was boop, boop, boop. And I was like, I'm about to make a song. We dropped the song. Then Lance Stevenson put out a video singing the shit. After that, it just spread like fire. Everybody was singing that shit.
Lesson behind that is, man,
go for don't listen to nobody. Don't tell nobody. Don't let nobody stop you.
Paris, talk to us about the business side of music.
I'm independent. I do everything myself.
Wow.
It's some people I don't deal with the music anymore, but one thing I can take away from everything is it does not matter. Black and white matters.
How much that feature now?
Feature price and show price. $5 for the feature. Comes with promo, comes with video, comes with everything, really shows, all that. Yep. We have a hot record we're about to drop.
You give us the name of it?
It's a cup song. S-L-A-D-A-M-E. And it's LaDame. A lot of people say LaDame. It's LaDame. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Paris Adon, bitch, on your nigga arm, bitch. We with Mobiles in the Making, episode 53. I'm talking my shit. I'm talking chicken shit. I'm talking about everything. Y'all tune in.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome, y'all. Another episode, Mobiles in the Making, episode 53. I'm your host, Catch a Bag. Oh.
And I'm your most handsome, your most gracious.
Your most motherfucking lovely. I'm going to add to it today, T. Go ahead.
Host, Top Shelf T, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Geechee, a.k.a. You know what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
We got a special one for y'all today. I'm super happy about this one.
Yeah.
We've been, she was actually on our first list of people that we made to even come on is before we had zero people on. So it's going to be pretty dope. But first, we want to talk to y'all about something that's going on in the business right now. What's going on in the business right now? What can we give them, get the people before we get into this interview?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing well right now. Last week, we had 60,000 in commissions come through with our team. So shout out to them. We want to keep duplicating that, you know what I'm saying, and keep going crazy. I think we had like 11 deals on the board, so some of them is still getting sold and stuff right now. T, I think our disposition manager, I think last week was like a real learning week for them. You know what I mean? They closed a lot of deals, but like two or three of them almost fell apart, and I had to come in and, you know what I mean, put that cape on, goddamn it, and save the day. You know what I'm saying? I do.
Then did something, y'all. Hey, he finally got him a couple of deals. For real though,
it was good though.
It's been a lot of learning lessons for our new guy too, because he locked up a couple of deals. He locked them up a little too high, but he can see the potential. You know what I'm saying? So, like Omari said, we working on another 100K month, which we most definitely need to get to. In this March and April. So here in Indiana, you know, I don't know where y'all watching this from, but here in Indiana, the winter time get real slow. So we talking November, December, January, heading into February. But once that spring hit, it start turning up. And so it's buyer season. On top of that, everybody getting their taxes, you know what I'm saying? They ready for that down payment.
They feeling good, you know what I'm saying?
They feeling good, you know what I'm saying?
I got that check back.
Exactly. You got all the single divorced dudes outside with the drop top. You know what I'm saying?
You got baby mamas giving up the check, trying to get baby daddy back. A lot going on right now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So we got actually got an offer accepted on the property that we had on the market too.
Yep.
So that went well. But outside of that, things are going good, you know, on the wholesale side and stuff like that. So we just trying to keep at it. But
Without motherfucking further ado, man, Nap Stand Up. This for the city. This one 100% for the city. We're going to get into it. And this going to be crazy. It's going to be a dope-ass episode, I think, for the city. T, so, man, you got to give me the – There we go. Okay, he got to gear it up. He got to
cool,
get it up.
I fucked up. I pressed the wrong one.
Yeah, man, that threw me off a little bit. Shit, man.
It definitely threw me off.
He got me turned up now, man. So who we got in the building, man, from that, from the city, Pressure, motherfucking P. Period. Dom is in the motherfucking building.
Yes.
Appreciate you come down and sitting with us. Haven't had an interview since the whole crazy thing went with the All-Star, the Cypher, and everything like that. So
appreciate y'all having me for real.
Of course. Well, Paris, we're going to get right into it. I mean, I've been getting all these messages and seeing everything go crazy.
They've been saying
on social media, and people been coming at you, P. People been coming at you like, hey, they not fucking with that. They not fucking with the chicken ran across the road, came back, fuck with the other side. They didn't fuck with that in the All-Star.
That's perfectly fine with me. I mean, I'm an entertainer. It's my job to entertain. Mm-hmm. And it was time to wake Nap up a little bit.
Well, let me
definitely hold up real quick. It definitely woke motherfuckers up.
For a fact. Paris Adam, and that's what it needed to do.
Did you know it was gonna do that though?
I didn't. I knew it was gonna do something, but I didn't know it was gonna do that.
Hold on. So that was on purpose.
It was on purpose. I mean,
Paris, no bullshit.
No bullshit. That wasn't. I've rapped that song before. You know what I'm saying? So I put it on there. My manager took me to the back, and we was back there taking pictures. And I was like, I got like 3, 4, or 5 verses. I have music for days. Anybody right. who knows yeah. me for real knows I know how to rap.
Yeah,
right, so, facts.
I was like, let me just wake him up a little bit. And I rapped the verse to her. I looked at Coco. I'm like, I'm about to rap this verse. She was like, fuck it. All right, let's go.
So you knew that shit, or you had a feeling that it might be a moment, but you didn't know it was going to be
that big.
I didn't know it was going to be that big. No, I did not.
Cause you
I'm
didn't,
glad it did, though, but I didn't know it was going to do that.
You dropped some little nurseries type shit in your raps, like on the flow, like,
yeah, for sure.
Like that, how much wood can a woodchuck took?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucking flow so cold at the beginning of the verse, though. That was hard.
I said, oh, shit.
Hey, that was hard. I ain't going to lie. So I'm like, she do that type of shit, though. It's not like. Like if they listen to you, they can tell that she do that, yeah, you know,
anybody,
time to time, throw some shit at you, be like, oh, hold
who
up.
Knows me for real knows my music is strictly my personality.
You know what I'm saying?
So if you listen to my music, even with Pressure P, I throw little catchy stuff in there. I don't just have adult listeners. Right. You know what I'm saying? So kids gravitate to that as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When it's a catchy jingle or catchy something or something that they can repeat.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck with them people talking about. I said yeah. what I said.
You well, stood on that shit.
And I stood on it. And I'm still standing on it.
And then you came out. And then you came out with the other shit. Talk about that chicken shit.
Hey, you went nuts on that, by the way.
I appreciate it.
I ain't gonna lie. I just listened to it today. I didn't even know you did it. Yeah, I didn't know you did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, a lot of people hit me up like, went crazy on it. I had to do a response. You got to understand, like, I've been doing music for a long time, you know? So I've never been on the backlash end of it. Everybody's always glorified everything that I put out. So this was my first time getting the backlash of it. So I was like, I could have really pinpointed my direct answers to a couple people that I seen on social media.
That went crazy.
Like, fuck that. It was to everybody who had something to say. I seen people that I fuck with was talking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Either people who mess with me, they either didn't say nothing or they called me like, now, bitch. You feel me? But everybody else that I fuck with, I was seeing people switch up on me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not doing nothing but preparing me for what's coming next.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's motivating you more.
It probably had me like sad for 5 minutes. I fake cried to my manager on the phone. She was like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. I'm just playing. But I'm cool.
Paris, so you telling me all this backlash, this backlash, and you ain't never experienced that. That shit didn't affect you.
It affected me for maybe about. That when it first happened, okay, so I didn't even know the Cypher was out. You know what I'm saying?
That
so
it came out that quick.
I didn't know it came out. So my manager sent me like the little preview of I didn't hear the audio of it. But I just seen the quick flash. But the day that it came out, kids, you guys not, I was at a pep rally with the kids.
Damn.
And I was performing on the basketball court.
What?
So when I got back to my phone was slapping like a motherfucker. Like, what's going on? I haven't seen the video. I haven't heard it. And I didn't know it was coming right then and there. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
When you first got the text, though, did you think you was like, it had to be the chicken shit?
No.
So you didn't even know? You was like, what the
hell? I was walking around, and I heard people playing it. And I said, what the fuck is that?
Oh, you actually heard motherfuckers on their phone.
On their phone. And I said, what the fuck is that? I said, I went to go look at it. And I was like, I immediately called my manager, like, hell nah. Because we could at least seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it affected me a little bit at first. But then it was just like, Paris, this is what you do. This is your job. Mm-hmm. Fuck them.
People going to hate regardless.
They going to hate. And at the same time, it was time for me to receive some of that hate so I can be ready for bigger shit because the world going to hate on the artist, period.
No matter
you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I've never, to be honest, if anybody didn't like my shit, they didn't tell me. They weren't as direct as they was this time.
Yeah.
I've never received no backlash on no music. You know what I'm saying?
I think your moment was damn near bigger than the NBA All-Star fucking weekend.
It was
weekend,
all I heard
bro.
The whole... It was, bro. When I tell you I was booked up All-Star weekend, my phone was slapped all All-Star weekend. All All-Star was Paris LaDime, and I'm like, shit. So I had no choice but to keep doing the shows that I was booked for, and I had no choice but to put a smile on whether I felt any type of way about it or not because I'm still an entertainer.
Yeah.
People forget I'm still a person. Anybody who know me for real really know me. So they, you know what I'm saying? So it affected me for maybe about 5-10 minutes, and then I was over it. I was just like, fuck it. I said what I said. So.
You said, hey, look.
I can respect that.
So what made, was it just your idea to say, I'm going to go in the book, I'm going to go and I'm going to play off this shit and make a song from it? Like, was that just your idea? Was your manager like, girl, go ahead and just step on it?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm about to put something out because it was really a couple people that I really wanted to pinpoint out. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a couple people that was really talking too much.
They got a little disrespectful with it.
It's one thing to not like something, but it's another thing to be disrespectful. And I ain't no punk ass bitch. I ain't doing that. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I was like, let me direct it to everybody since everybody got something to say.
Yeah.
So I tried to hit. So I told myself, I was like, I'm not going to write nothing. I'm not going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just... When it's time for me to go to the studio, I'm gonna get it done.
Straight from the heart.
I'm gonna get it done when I go.
How long did it take you though? To write it,
cause that mug was hard.
It didn't take me long at all. I had to finish up All Star, cause you gotta understand.
You had All-Star, all that shit in your head throughout the whole All Star.
All Star was the cipher. Then people coming up like, "What's up, Paris? How about the chick across the road?" I'm like, "Man, shut the fuck up." You know what I mean?
He's fucking with you.
It was one of them. It was all love though, but it was It was from All-Star to the Cypher to the clubs during All-Star wasn't ending until 6 in the morning. So I'm going home for a couple hours of sleep and then having to get right back up at 9 a.m. because I got to get ready for my next show. So the whole weekend, I couldn't think about what I was about to say to them. Let y'all talk now, but when I get to sit down, I'm going to get to it. You know what I mean?
So
I told myself not to write anything, don't worry about nothing. I did a show and I said, hey, I got one question. Why did chicken cross the road? What you think they said?
But with the other side.
Hey.
And they said this shit. And that's
crazy, though. Yeah, 100%.
You feel me?
100%.
So many of the people that trash talk me online was in my DMs.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why I was like, oh, I don't give a fuck what they talking about. They
because this ain't for real. They just.
They, like,
but I think
am
it do.
Entertainer.
What I think
what
it do, though.
Like, that's what I do.
What I think it do, though, is it really show, like you said, I want to say it was Meek that said it one time on the end of one of his songs or something like that. He was like, shit, when he was going through that shit with Drake, like when he was in that beef, he saw niggas that he was literally feeding on the internet talking about, oh, Meek finished. He's like, nigga, I'm literally feeding you.
Niggas I thug with every crazy. Day.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas I be in the studio with all the time. Niggas is going live. Motherfuckers is calling my phone trying to check my temperature to see if I heard anything that they said and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I don't care about none of that shit. Money's still going to spend. Smoke's still going to smoke. I don't really care about that.
Real
right. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
So, what's the thing that really kind of like the person, you can name them or you don't have to. Mm-hmm. It's all good. But the situation that you was like, damn, for real? Like, talk about the one where – that shit kind of hurt a little bit. Maybe it was family member. Maybe it was just somebody that was just like,
it was people that I be with, that I'm in rotation with, that I'm in business with. You know what I'm saying? People who know me for real. Like, this, anything I said in them bars, first of all, if you couldn't comprehend them bars, then you just slow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anybody who know me for real know that that's my personality. I'm a really, like, people see me as Paris LaDime, but people who know Paris know that I'm goofy, I'm fun, I'm quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But my personality is in that mic. You know,
yeah, for sure. So, you see it come through.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
So if you don't know Paris Ladon and you know Paris, that was expected. Like,
right.
Shout out Icon City Dump. I seen him make a status like, I've been recording Paris for years, and anybody knows her, this was an expected bar. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Blim. I freestyled that song on his verse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So I just used that verse like, shit, fuck it, let's wake him up a little
bit. Right, and I'm going to say that shit.
I didn't know it was
going
to take off as it did, and I'm glad it did. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, it is what it is, shit. I don't fuck with the other side. That was the truest statement I could have ever said.
And then Lil Homie came back on the sophomore joint and said,
"Turned it up."
And he shouted
yeah.
you out. That was dope.
And,
like I was like, "That's Nap fucking with Nap though." Like that part of it,
that's
a
hard.
Turn for Nap though. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. Like he like yeah. He put his little, you know what I'm saying,
spin on it,
and then he shouted you out right after that. Like that part right
and
there.
What's crazy is he's not the only one. I probably got about 10, 11 people that
did that. Damn. Okay.
And had that in there or
right.
something referencing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they could talk shit about it as much as they want to because it's people loving it, for real, for real.
Most definitely.
Well, Paris, I got one more last question before we kind of get off this. We just had to let the city know. We had to clear the air.
She got hurt about it, bro. She done said she ain't hurt about it, man.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't say hurt.
I went home and rubbed my toes together
hey, we gonna
while they was on
back.
Wi-Fi using hey,
did I say hurt right now?
Hold up, no. real quick.
Paris just said no, though.
Hey. Edit this to rewind it.
What
back.
Did I just say, though?
Rewind it back about 2 minutes. I'm about to, let me finish.
Okay.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Rewind it back about 2 minutes where he was like, tell you which one like that really hurt. She done said 3-4 times it didn't fucking hurt. It was 5 minutes that she thought about it.
Nigga, that was 20 minutes ago, bro. Okay. I forgot about that.
Rewind it back.
There's a couple of people that I looked at like, damn.
Right.
Like,
she did say.
But not hurt.
She did say, God damn it, if her feelings from seeing a motherfucker say some shit that she didn't think should say that
cool.
shit, bro.
He's saying that now. Rewind this motherfucker back.
Hey, man, fuck all that, look,
y'all
bro.
See it. Rewind this bitch back.
He's a nutcase.
Listen.
You know that.
Listen. Rewind this motherfucker back. Right, Josh, edit this motherfucker to rewind it back and show that little snippet right there.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago. I didn't want to stop you in the
he
middle of what
you were
saying.
He drunk off the Don Julio already.
I didn't want to stop him in the
middle.
He drunk off the Don Julio
I didn't want to stop him in the middle of what he was saying.
Paris got the cute stuff right
Once
there.
Once he was done, I had to say that. Stop saying I hurt, man. That shit didn't touch her. Come on.
Right, for sure. Real shit.
Bothered.
Yeah, for 5 minutes. Yeah. That's different than her.
Bothered.
Yeah. Respect.
And it brought everybody
so I'm
to
right,
music,
right?
Whether they
not really.
Or not.
Right. Not really.
I thought I was
So, Paris, what did that actually do for you, though, in terms of opportunity? Just, you know what I'm saying, having your brand be in a bigger spotlight, like what actually happened just even from that NBA All-Star cipher for you?
So I was already booked up for All-Star, and I got called for like 3 more shows after that.
Damn,
my
for real?
My following on Instagram went up 1,000 off top.
Damn.
Could have been records posted me. Facebook trashed me, but Facebook, that's just Nap Facebook. I ain't even worried about that shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's,
yeah.
You feel me? Facebook trashed me, and I got a couple calls, like, quit arguing with motherfuckers, but it really wasn't even arguing. It was like, shut up, bitch. It was one of them.
Right,
like,
right.
You feel me? It was really big, because I don't argue with motherfuckers. But my following shot up, 1,000 people. A lot of people hit me up, like, I'm glad Could Have Been Records posted you, because it directed me to your page, and you really dope as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all this shit, like I said before, is entertainment.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One thing I did with the people, like, why did it take me to do some crazy shit like that for y'all to come support me and push me up? I've been
that's
putting music
out for
years.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But money, drama, sex, drugs. It's
sale.
What people
sale.
Yeah. It, people gravitate to that.
It most definitely
so,
sale.
I ain't going to lie, though. At the cypher, when I rapped it, everybody was, ooh.
Yeah, because I just didn't watch the background.
Somebody,
I was
somebody
like,
they finished the half part of your
it.
Song.
Yeah. But as soon as somebody on Facebook said they didn't like it, everybody jumped on dick.
Just the negative part.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers don't jump on negative.
Fine. That is perfectly fine. I don't beg nobody to like none of my music. If you know me, you know me. If you don't, you don't. But at first, I was like, man, fuck all them.
Yeah.
But then I ended up with, thank y'all. Because that's what I needed. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
That's hard.
But you know, really deep down in your heart, though, Paris, the city fuck with you.
Nah,
but
that's gonna be nice.
You can come. I don't give a fuck who you is. You come through, and people gonna be like, man, nigga, get your motherfucking biscuit head. I'm gonna get you.
Right, for real.
But you my dog, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's back.
For sure.
Let me say this. I'm gonna roll up and I'm gonna rub my feet together.
Yeah.
Fuck about none of that.
Yeah. But nah, the city 100% fuck with you too.
Nah, and I fuck with my city. I'm 317 all day.
Of course.
They've been asking us to get you on here for a good minute, for real, for real. But on top of that, you know, we share one thing. We all share one thing.
What's that?
Well, at least one thing.
What?
We got posted on Could Have Been
Page
yeah,
2. Yeah, we got posted on Could Have Been and Shade Room and Breakfast Club and shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we hit it there.
Could Have Been. Get this motherfucker on there, too. We turning her back up.
Hey, you know I sent this one as I was checking shit. I sent that over to them. Now post that.
Exactly. Yeah, for real, though.
Hey, and on that one, you like, nah, like, my nigga, don't get it twisted. Like,
don't get it twisted.
I can rap. I can rap for real.
You can actually spit, though.
That's what I felt from
it. This is what I do. This is my job.
I can spit, too, though.
Can you?
Yeah, I got a little
something. Put your mouth on it.
Nah, I see. Pause. Nah, she don't have to pause.
Yeah,
that's
I
cool.
Have to pause.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm good. I don't have to pause.
That was almost crazy.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, but I could, you know, that might be a different side to put your
for
mouth
sure.
on.
For sure. Right.
Put your mouth on. You know
right.
I mean?
So on the other side.
Exactly.
Put your mouth on the other side.
That's cool. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? We good on that part. Most definitely.
Exactly.
But nah, let's hop off of that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you know
I
what I'm saying?
A lot more stuff than the chicken.
Most
chicken.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't want to stay on that. You
nah,
know what I'm saying?
This is
either.
My first time actually talking about it. Like I told
you. I
him,
know. That's why we went a little bit
any
more
interviews
in depth.
So many people have been hitting me up for interviews on live, podcasts, and all type of stuff. And I wasn't doing it until I was ready. And, you know, me and you met.
Yeah, exactly.
People, so it's just like, might as well go ahead and do it. Shit.
100%.
I mean, we all in the same city. We all trying to make it make sense. We all working together.
Yes, well, I appreciate you coming and sitting down
I
with us, you know what I'm saying, for
me.
Sure, giving us that. But whereas, well, the thing that kind of took me, because I had like kind of knew about you, I don't even know if you remember this. She
what's
may
that?
Not, because it was just in passing. We didn't really sit down and rap. We just, you know, whatever. But T, remember that event that we had over here, right by Icon?
Right by
120. Icon. You know, the building that's right next to
it. Oh, yeah. Damn, that was our first event
we had the warm-up. You
here.
Came through with Lil Brooke.
She came? You came?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
Paris
that.
Was in there. You don't remember that, do you?
I was split.
We had it was called the warm-up or something. And
pre-game.
It was called the pre-game something. It was before, like, an alumni game.
We had, like, an alumni high school basketball game.
I feel like
she don't remember that? It was games and all
you
that.
You say pre-game is just – it's kind of ringing a little bit.
That's
bells,
like, what, 2019, though?
No, it might be 18.
Yeah, that might be 18.
Or so. This is a minute ago. Right, this is when this is going around to me going to your song, but I'm going to get there in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But you had came there, you, Brooke, I think even the twins, Shay and them. I don't know if they was with you or not, but
they
you definitely was with Brooke, though.
Yeah.
Because Brooke, sure. Me, you know what I mean? I know Brooke or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
So they end up coming through, hollering at her, and then you end up coming through. It was real light or whatever, but that was our first little occasion. I'm like, oh, okay, bet. But right after that, or like right around that time, you came out with that boop, boop, boop. I said, man, she got something with this motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
It's been a bunch of those moments, though, where you said, like, honestly, where I'm like, wait, man, she got something with this.
Yeah, I make a lot of catch.
She got
music.
Something with
you
this.
Had catch,
like, damn.
It's going to catch on. It's going to get stuck in your head.
Yeah, for sure.
And you had that moment where Issa Rae shouted you out.
Yeah.
Talk about that. How did that feel? How was it? Like,
that was a crazy feeling because I'm an Issa Rae fan.
Me too.
I was watching Insecure before anybody was even put on Insecure.
I'm not going to say I was.
I was watching it.
But no, I watched the whole thing, but I wasn't on it before everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't on that. One of my friends hit me up about it. But
yeah, I've been following her career for a while, so I seen it. You know what I'm saying? So just like the show The Game. Before it got real, real big, I was watching, you know, watching that. But I'm a TV head. When I get my downtime, I like to watch a lot of shows.
I like to,
you know, that's my thing. But it was a good feeling. People started calling my phone. I was knocked out. You feel me?
You asleep?
I was asleep.
When you found out?
My phone was slapping, and I woke up. This, you know what? I always
I'm about to say, this is a
shit.
Reoccurring issue.
Every
right. She was
rubbing.
She was,
phone, like, I was either asleep or doing something.
She was rubbing her feet together.
Man. Yep. Phone was slapping, and they like, Issa Rae shouted you out. And I'm looking on Twitter like, damn. and it was shocking because it was like, she doesn't know how much we idolize her. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely a good feeling. And that video that you got right there, like, we shot that scene out in Texas.
Oh, that's where it was at?
At the gas station.
Yeah.
Like, we was just doing a lot of B-roll. And in our reality, I shot a video to that song. So I was with, I was working with some other people when I first did that song, right? The people I was working with did not like Hang Up.
Damn, for real?
He told me he didn't like it.
How, though?
Okay, so.
He didn't see the vision? Bro, as soon as that motherfucker came through the what? So I'm look, like, oh, this
long story short, long story short. So I was in the car, and I was on the way to Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And I do a lot of writing in the car. So motherfucker hung up on me, and all I heard was boop, boop, boop. And I was like, I'm about to make a song. And
wait, the person that you talking about the person that
I was in the car in the back seat on the way to Atlanta. And
not
the
person that didn't mess with the song.
No,
somebody else she was talking to hung up on
the phone. Hung up on me. And first of all, don't hang up on me.
Exactly.
Second of all, the only thing I heard was that boo, boo, boo.
Yeah.
And I was like, what can I say with that? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I got shooters with me that'll shoot, 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 right? And I was like, what else can I say with that? So I just start piecing it together, and I'm in the car, and I'm like, hey, y'all, does this sound childish? And I wrapped the hook, and they was like, hell nah. So I just wrote the whole song. I didn't even have a beat. So then I came. So when I got back to Nap, at the time, I was working with Fresh Does It. He didn't even have a laptop at the time. He hooked it up. He hooked up everything to my flat screen, and he made the beat on the – because a lot of my music I write without beats. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then I put the beat, the lyrics on top of the beat.
Oh, for real?
You know what I'm saying? That's how I used to write.
Damn.
Now I write two beats because my first love is poetry. I do poetry and basketball. I'm real good with sports.
I heard.
Damn, that's all.
I was going to get into that.
Yeah, that was coming next.
I'm sorry.
We'll let you go right now, but that we're going to have to talk about.
Yeah, so he plugged up to my TV. He made the beat, and I rapped to it, and I recorded it with this one dude, and I hated it.
But it was the same song?
Yeah, so one thing about me is if I hear something and see a vision for it, if once I complete it, if it's not what I see or heard, I'm going to say, fuck it, I don't like it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I went and recorded it with someone, and I didn't like it. Not that he's not a good engineer. He just had a lot going on, and he couldn't focus on what I was doing. So I went to Icon at City Dump that same night, and he told me I couldn't get in, but he wanted to hear what I was doing. So I pulled up on him. I played it. I said, can I please come in here tomorrow and re-record this song? Because this is how I hear it. But this right here is not it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right.
So he recorded it. Then I sent it to the guy that I was working with at the time. And he was like, nope, I don't like it.
Damn.
And then he was like, then I got into my rebel stage.
Right.
He was like, man, fuck that.
Exactly.
I'm putting this shit out. Who are you talking to?
Who was saying they didn't like it? That was that your manager or something?
He was my manager at the time.
Yeah.
And he was more so my investor.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, I need him to like this song. So I said, fuck it. And I went and like, I found somebody to shoot a video. I had a room with a pole. I had a dancer. I had backwoods, swisher, anything that you could smoke out of all on the floor. We had gas masks. We had everything.
Yeah.
I shot a whole video to it. And then I sent it over to him. And he was like, he called me the next day and was like, I'm in the shower and I cannot stop saying boop, boop, boop.
Yep.
See?
He said, nigga, I knew it. I told you I got you.
Later, and then he was like, scratch that video, which I was so sad about because it was so organic to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, scratch that video. We're going to shoot another video. Then we dropped the song. Then Lance Stevenson put out a video singing the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then.
Shout out Lance. That's my
nigga. Yeah, that's my nigga too. Then. After that, it just spread like fire. Like, everybody was singing that shit.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck.
Lesson behind that is, man, too, for our listeners right here.
Go for what you know.
Man, go for what you know.
Don't listen to nobody. Don't tell nobody. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let no, you know what I'm saying? Press the gas on everything.
Yes. They can't, don't let people project what they think is cool on you. That's the problem with a lot of you niggas, though, too.
I'm sensitive about my
shit.
You feel me? Like, this is me as an artist. If you don't like it, then don't listen. If you like it, then, you know,
exactly.
Check me out, 'cause I got some hot shit.
And it's real art, though.
Yes. This is my shit.
If you that damn good, nigga, you do it.
Right. Sitting there on the sideline, goddamn speculating, want to talk late,
exactly.
Instead of congratulating motherfucking.
Right. Using somebody else's Wi-Fi. talking about music.
Shit.
I'm gonna set up on that. You feel me?
Shit.
At home, commenting.
Hey,
on
I'm
my
dead.
Stuff,
they on the Starbucks Wi Fi.
You feel me? Commenting on my shit. Get to the next McDonald's before you come holler.
Hey, look, y'all, that drink getting a little low over there right
now.
Man. We getting the real pressure.
Right. Right. We getting pressure. P got them
the
talking
real,
that shit now.
Get the real pressure.
Yeah, I swear to hell, yeah.
What y'all had for a reason. You're
going to turn this bitch up all the way.
Hilarious,
it's for real. So, you hoop going into hooping. How did that become like your love or like who kind of really got you into that? Or
honestly, I've been playing basketball since the fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah.
I'm into sports. I'm very competitive. I play softball too. I pitch and play center field.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Yeah, but basketball has always been a passion of mine, whether I'm watching it or playing. I played for Coach Mayweather.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's my family.
In Riverside, yeah.
You play for the family.
I was down there.
I played for the family. I played in the all boy and girls club. I went to Lawrence North. I'm a Wildcat.
Boo.
That's tough.
I had played with them. I played in celebrity basketball games, and I still play. But now I watch. You know,
right.
And I love basketball. It. Period. Anything competitive, I'm there.
Now,
that's how Paris, you know, I just
I'm
dropped
tell
that song
you
with
this.
Trevor Jackson.
Hold on. Go ahead.
You know, I just dropped that song with Trevor Jackson.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
That's how I met him, is at a celebrity basketball game. We played on the same team.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
And both cool of y'all being brother. From?
Yeah.
And y'all linked up and makes
yeah,
how
his,
that
his
happened
brother,
though was
his brother, his brother Ian.
That's his dude.
Oh yeah, so Ian, they've been following me since that basketball game.
Oh, for real?
Yep. And then they hit up B Swift like, hey, we need Paris on the song. And then they FaceTimed me and they was like, we've been, you know, since the celebrity basketball game. I'm like, shit, send me the song. He sent me the song. I'm like, okay. I only got one question. You want me to get dirty
yeah.
or you want me to get radio dirty? They were
right.
Like, no, do your thing. I was like, all right, say less.
They creative
been,
too, man.
Yeah, we've
they
been
artists.
Locked in since then. Shout out to both of them.
That joint hard too.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
they've
I fucks
been,
with it. For
we
sure.
We talk all the time.
Yeah.
Now. You know what I'm saying? You know, relationships come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know?
That, so. That's how I met Ian actually. I just moved back here about 2 years ago from LA.
Mm-hmm.
I met him out in California. Like I didn't even meet him when I was here in Nap, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And then we ended up just, you know what I'm saying, hitting it off quick, like as far as hanging out, chilling. He's like, man, you cool as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Woody, woody,
when
woody,
you
but
come across dope people like that, you keep them around.
Exactly,
you know
most
so.
Definitely. And they super creative. Like
yeah,
they're real artists.
It's to the point now where, like, if I do music, I'll hit Ian up like, hey, I'm about to send you a song, let me know what you think.
Right.
Oh, damn,
right.
Y'all like that now.
Yeah, so now, like, I have a certain few people in my circle that I can send music to, because a lot of people I had to get rid of because I could do this and they're like, oh, that's hard.
Right.
You had to get away from the yes men.
Yeah,
you know
for
mean?
Sure.
Like, we're putting out music for real now. You know what I'm saying? So you put people in your corner who's musically inclined, who really don't know you like that.
Yeah.
Because they're really going to tell you what's up. The ones who really,
yeah.
really know me, they're going to love it because we all
they
cool
love
and they
you.
Love me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But people who don't know me but know me, it just meshes better.
Yeah. You got people that love your dirty draws and then you got people
yeah.
that's going to keep
gonna,
it real.
But
they love you, but they're going to keep
gonna
it real,
lie, though,
too.
It's a couple people who love my dirty draws that will tell me straight up, that ain't it.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'd rather have people, you know, around me who's musically inclined, too, because
right.
they are a team full of artists over there. You know,
most definitely.
They love music.
Most
so.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And honestly, though, I got to go back to this because he cut me off. He always cut me off.
You cut her off.
We're going to do that, too. We're going to do it again. Just rewind it right back. We're going to be all right. But
let me sip my drink and shut up. Then.
When it comes to the basketball side of stuff, you don't want no smoke on that side. Now, on the rap side,
sheesh.
Shit, you cool. You know what I'm saying? You got me. I got a mixtape coming out, too.
What's up?
Nah, I'm bullshitting. But on the real, on the basketball tip, I didn't even know you played basketball until actually our assistant sent it to us some information about you. I said, wait a minute. High school and college, a little college basketball too. I said, damn,
oh, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that's me. I'm a basketball player too.
Yeah,
he tried to play a little bit.
Yeah, so. I did. I couldn't. I wanted to as much as I could.
It
God damn it. Right. If you nap, you hoop. You know what I'm
no,
saying?
For real,
most definitely.
From the city. Yeah, even okay. if you ain't a hooper, like, bro, you hoop. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I can do everything but dunk. I play 1, 2, and 3.
All right. See, now you
see
now.
That's what I'm saying now, Paris. She's
anything,
trying to stretch it a little bit, a little bit. Like,
dunk.
I was with you. I was
fucking
with you.
I can see her talking shit, though,
I'm
on the court, though,
I'm
can't
just
you?
Keeping it all the way real. Look, all my life I've been playing with dudes. My mom made me stop. My mom told me to. I used to play, you know, what's that, 500, 200, we play football.
Oh, yeah.
500.
Yeah, 500.
My mom made me play.
He's going to call it spirit.
My mom quit. My mom made me stop playing all that stuff because she didn't want me to scrape up my knees. As a kid, you don't know what
good
that
job,
means,
moms.
Really. You know what I'm saying? She made me quit all that shit. But basketball was something that she couldn't really pick me away from.
Right.
But if you catch me on the three, you're getting swept. Oh. Just let you know that now.
You like
but
that.
But 1, 2, and 3 is my positions.
Okay.
I just cannot dunk. I can touch the net, but I cannot dunk.
Okay.
How your defense, though? Is that solid?
Everything. Or you just, defense, oh, okay. Is, defense is out the
room. You got handles. You got defense. You got the tray ball. You got the mid range. You got the fadeaway. You got the all that.
Y'all heard it here
she
first.
Said she got the pity pats.
I'll know how to dunk by next week.
Man, see.
anybody who try to play.
See.
Oh, man.
See?
That's a
talking crazy.
Though.
But, nah, Whereas I know that you didn't, this is what I kind of want to get into a little bit.
Okay.
Before we go into that next part of the journey is, Paris, talk to us about the business side of music, how that has been for you. Like, are you in a deal right now?
No, I'm independent. I do everything myself.
Why?
I like money. I don't like people taking it away from me.
But don't you think that you can have bigger opportunities if they bring in you X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, but until that opportunity presents itself, I'm thugging right now. I like how it's playing out. All that money comes to me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to worry about paying 10, 15 people. But the business side, like, one thing I've learned is to quit doing nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean by that, though? Break that down.
Hey, you want a feature real quick? Okay, yep, do me this, woo-woo. Meet me at the studio. We're going to knock it out. Then there's no paperwork.
Yeah.
One thing, like, I don't... It's some people I don't deal with the music anymore, but one thing I can take away from everything is it does not matter. Black and white matters.
That's in every business.
Every business. If it's not in black and white, it didn't happen.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I say nigga shit, I mean word, like off a word. Like, you going to give me this much? If it's not in writing, that nigga could pull up and try to lowball me after I done gave him a feature already. Like, we ain't doing that.
And you already know that's how I work on the pack stuff.
It's been like that. It's not like that with just music. It's like that with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. My word is my word. But at the same time, like, a lot of people word ain't their word. You know what I'm saying? So if it's not black and white, I ain't dealing with it.
That's why I love the concept. And I know this, it's our podcast, but that's why I love the concept of the podcast, is because it just brings business to every lane, though. Like,
it does.
How you're saying that, we say the same thing. Somebody give us an offer that we put out a property at $100,000 and it's at $50,000 that we got it under contract for. But just because you said $100,000 don't mean that you're going to pay $100,000.
Everybody think they can swindle their way into stuff. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not – one of them females, and I'll tell everybody a story real. I'll tell you guys a story real quick. I met this guy that I did a feature with, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was $700 a feature, right? He told me, like, look, I don't got nothing but $200 and my family makes soap. And that's what he told me. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? So then I heard the song, and I'm like, damn, the song hard. Who don't, anything beats a blank.
Yeah.
You feel me? And who the fuck don't need soap?
You got to buy that motherfucker anyway.
So it's some people you come across that now he's probably one of the most important people in my life.
Damn.
And that was 4 or 5 years ago. And we've been locked in since that. It's all about relationships, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about rubbing elbows and getting to know people and, you know, just being that good person for people. Like, it was a time where I wanted to do features with people and I didn't have it.
Yeah.
It was times that I wrote people like, hey, let's do a song, and they was not fucking with me unless you had that bread. You know what I'm saying?
But it didn't, it didn't flip.
So relationships in black and white is the most important shit ever.
Paris, who you done reached out to and tried to do a feature with, and they just was like,
Shit. When I first came on the scene, I was reaching out to artists out here in the city, and they off top, give me 500. I ain't never even heard these niggas on the radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, what? Like, it was... I was in a relationship a while ago with a guy who rapped out here.
Yeah.
Right. So I used to go up to the Leak events and try to, you know, help them. But once I seen I could do it, it was over.
Yeah.
You feel me? It was over for that. But it was like, I mean, even like with like celebrities that I come across, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish, like, now it's people that hit me up for features and I'd be like, come on, fuck it, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had some come on, fuck it, let's do it. Because it was people that was begging, like, we need to get a song together. And I know what I'm capable of. But them relationships and them elbows that I rubbed have opened so many doors for me, more than any dollar amount could have ever.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I always say relationships over money.
And this no bullshit. Just being here with you, Paris, right? Mm-hmm. This is why I feel like you will make it. And you have in your own right, right? You can stop right now and say, cool, look what I did in the city. Boom, boom, boom. You hear, goddamn, 20 years from now. Wow, damn, Barry, you know, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Why are you at a moment? But the reason why I feel like you will make it is you see it. You feel it through you.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you see the ambition through you. You feel the ambition through you. Like, you like, bro, I'm on my shit. Like, I'm going to talk my shit. Like, not even just in the rap, just who I am. Like, I really believe that I'm going to make it.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it already happened for real. It just ain't, like, whatever. Y'all ain't seen it, but I feel like that already.
Yeah, that's why I said. Feel me? Reverting back to the chicken shit. All them people in that, where y'all been at with that music shit I been dropping?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It took me to do some shit like that to even notice half the people that didn't even know I did music. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy it happens like that, but that shit is real. And
where the fuck was y'all reviews at then?
Come on now. You know what I'm saying? I've been putting out music for a long time, but for a long time I've also been finding myself, finding my sound, and finding my character with this music.
Yeah.
You either know Paris or you know Paris Ladon. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it all boils down to. And with this music, it's just like right now, it's been plenty of times I wanted to quit. But that's with anybody, with anything they do.
You know what I'm saying?
But right now, I'm way too knee deep to say fuck this shit. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm an entertainer. I love this shit. Can't nobody take nothing from me. Can't nobody tell me, oh, you're not going to make it. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I got people who really believe in me, and I got people who's depending on me, so I can't let up.
Most definitely. I understand that because I get tired of this nigga every day. Like, I'm like, man, I can quit. I'm done with this shit.
And then he show up again. I'm like, my nigga, shit, we back at it again.
As soon as I come in, he be like this.
Nigga, how you?
Hey, he got the most. Hey, real quick, though. He got the most strong handshake in the morning you can ever have. He be like this. What up, chief? Like, I just got out of jail or something. All right, man.
That's one thing about, you know what, about men. I'm just going to say niggas about men. Y'all shake up like 10 times within 2 minutes.
I mean, that's just how it be.
Y'all hands don't hurt. Y'all be slapping the fuck out of each other's shit.
That's just how it be, man. You should have
slapped my hand like that. My nail flew off. What the fuck?
She said, oh shit, goddamn, where that motherfucker?
Like, damn.
She said, why?
You getting aggressive out here? Like, why did y'all slap up so many
times?
Y'all already said hi one time. Yeah,
it is them niggas, though, that I'd be like, man, look, man, we just shook up 20 times.
And I could be wrong. Because I'm not a man, but I hate the snap.
Afterwards.
Yes. Why? What is that?
That
about?
Right there.
Y'all don't.
Yeah, like, niggas that still do that. That was like middle school.
That's crazy.
And boys that do this. Real quick. People that still shake up like this. Look, when they go like that. That shit be bothering me.
And the little pinky. And,
They still, you know what I mean.
Nephews, it's, like, my nephews it's do that. Like, I know that. But the snap grinds my gears.
Yeah. That snap, bro.
That's hilarious.
Snap is only on the dice.
How much that? Right, for real. How much that feature now?
Ooh.
What's that feature price now, Paris?
Feature price and show price?
Yeah, might as well give them both.
We had 25.
25 for the feature and the show?
25 for the feature. Comes with promo, comes with video, comes with everything, really, shows, all that. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't no bougie female. I do stand on my price, but if I see it's an artist we're like really, really working, just tell me your budget. We'll make it make sense.
Right.
Because you want to see them win, too, because you was that, too.
I want everybody to win. Anybody who's putting their best foot forward for whatever they're doing, I'm not going to just say just music. Whatever they're doing, as long as I know they're serious, come on, just tell me your number. We're going to make it make sense.
What makes it, and I want to break that down a little bit, because I heard Ross say it one time. He said, shit, if you ask me for something, I go to your page and I don't see you posting nothing.
That shit
like,
real as fuck.
Like what makes a artist? Would you feel like when you look at an artist, man, this motherfucker is serious. Like they taking this shit serious. Like they about this
understand.
And they actually hard. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta understand. There's some people really out here not 25. That's all okay. Bet you worth that. Woo woo.
Yeah.
Then you got the other people that's damn. That's too much. Woo woo. But when I ask you what you're doing, and every time I see that you're doing something, you at home playing a game. You're not even in the studio. You're not doing shit. It's some people that didn't pay. I didn't. I looked out for, and they ain't even dropped a song yet. You know what I'm saying?
They or don't got the no, shit or they just, on the hard drive.
They just sitting with the music and not doing nothing with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yeah, let me. That's why I said nigga shit. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? You
yeah, that's nigga shit.
Everything got to be black and white. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is real shit.
If I'm gonna say, you know what? Just give me a band, or you know what? Just give me five. The dude with the soap in the 200.
Yeah,
right. He damn. Came with yeah. something though. Like,
he came
hey,
with
this
something. I passed out that soap to all my friends. I don't care if they need it or not, but everybody needs soap.
For right.
Me. Took that little 200. And me and him. That's probably one of my best friends right now. And he's been in my life for the last 4 or 5 years.
Hey, man, shit, P. I might need some goddamn soap. You
everybody
know what I'm saying?
Needs
it's
soap.
A reoccurring thing, though.
What I look like saying I don't need soap, I'm a woman.
Real quick.
Right, you know for sure. So.
It's a reoccurring thing, though, that, like, I keep saying on here is it's art. And the reason why I keep saying that is because if you go to, like, an art gallery or some shit like that, like, you're not about to be like, oh, that's $45,000. Let me get it for
Right.
For 5 G's.
But it's real art, though. Like, yeah. Hip-hop is the most – let's understand this. Hip-hop is the most – exported music across the
world
now. You know
world.
What I'm saying? If we was talking 20 years ago,
world.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're going to say, you're going to say about it. But right now, it's the most exported music across the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? So this is real art. Like this shit, like motherfucker might have on their hard drive something that she didn't did that's going to go nuts. Like mm-hmm. It's like an art piece that been held for you know what I'm saying? 10 years and they drop it like, damn, wait a minute.
I got songs that I've did with people that they still have not put them out.
That's wild.
And I'd be like, fuck, I didn't gave them this hard ass verse, but I can't be mad about it because they cashed out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On to the next.
Would you ever double back? Were you like, man, that verse was too damn hard. Nigga ain't put it out in 5 years. Let me go ahead and put that verse back out.
Nah. Now, what I will do is I'll press them like, hey, let's get this video done. Or at least right, drop right. it so I can upload it to my social media. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. they gonna listen whatever I put out. You yeah. know what I'm saying? But I feel like when you get the visual, it's
crazy.
It's the cherry mm-hmm. on the top.
And Paris, I know obviously you said that you was independent, right? But like,
yes.
at what price or what situation that would line up that you'd be like, you know what? I'll take that deal.
Yeah.
Like, what would it have to look like for you to?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I wouldn't take a deal. Okay. As long as it make, I have an entertainment lawyer. I have a manager. I have a, like, my team is very small, but my team is very powerful.
The
you
right
know what
way.
I'm saying? So, well, I have an entertainment lawyer. I have a manager. And then I have my mom. Mm. She's the biggest supporter in my shape. And she calls herself my mominger. But if I ever need help with anything, I'll help you with it. You know what I'm saying? So, as long as it makes sense and me and my team agreed on it, then we in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying I'm just not for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like.
It got to make sense.
It has got to make sense. Even like when it comes to these big shows. So some of these big shows, they be hitting me up to do, like, they not paying. You know what I'm saying? Especially out here. Y'all pay other artists thousands of dollars, but then they don't bring no crowd. But then y'all want to call me and have me come because y'all know I'm going to bring crowd, but then y'all want to pay. You know what I'm saying? But it'd be like, they got to understand as an artist, we got hair, we got makeup, we got wardrobe, we got to pay security, all that shit. You feel me? But if it makes sense, I'm there. And making sense means if I know there's going to be a whole bunch of people in the crowd and it's going to be a good-ass content video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. But right. if it ain't going to be nobody there and y'all ain't trying to woo, they have to come with that money.
Exactly.
That.
She said that money.
I need that.
But no, quick question. This is kind of off the track of this. It just came to my mind.
Okay.
Because I was talking to Mark Battles about something similar to this. Like, what city, like, outside of Indianapolis do you feel like right now that really fuck with your music that you like, damn, like, that city, like how Boosie be like,
yeah.
And Naptown really fuck with Boosie, though. Like, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Naptown
like,
fuck with Boosie.
And I want to say Mark, I can't remember right now, but I want to say Mark said it's a city in Ohio.
Iowa or some
yeah,
shit.
It was something crazy. Or like I was like, Iowa. Damn, they really yeah. fuck with him. Like,
shout
he come
out Mark
there.
Battles. Mark Battles, me and him talk a lot, too.
Okay, that's my dog.
That's one of my homies.
Okay.
And, you know, when you get music friends like that, you know what I'm saying? You keep everybody around. Everybody kind of needs a piece of each other.
Absolutely.
So, shout out Mark Battles. But Atlanta, they fuck with me heavy. Texas fucks with me heavy. Detroit.
The D,
for yeah. sure.
I did, when I dropped with Babyface Ray.
Yeah.
And then I did a cypher. I did a cypher out in Detroit that went crazy. And then I also did a song for this guy named DODBH. He's a producer out there.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I was on Instagram. One thing about social media, I'm a female. I'm going to get in that shit. Yeah. You feel me? So I seen that Detroit had an all-female cypher, and I hit them up like, hey, can I get on there? And they was like, are you going to be able to travel to Detroit? And I'm like, yeah, y'all only 4 hours away.
Right.
So they like, okay. So I sent my verse in. We shot the video. In exchange for that, they was dropping the tape, and they was like, you got to also do a song on our album. So that the whole album is a song from each female plus the cypher.
That's hard.
And just, you know, like I said, it's all about rubbing elbows. So yeah. It's cities that fuck with me for real. You know what I'm saying? It's not just Nap. Nap is just where I'm from.
Honestly, though, you named some dope-ass cities, though. I mean, you talking about some dope places, though.
Atlanta, like, Texas, Detroit.
What?
And I can see the Detroit right for sure. And I see that in the music. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Nap and Detroit is...
They're similar,
right? Yeah. You feel me? Got a similar type of vibe, cadence, swag, style, in certain ways.
What do you feel like? What do you feel like needs to happen here for the music? Because like I feel like at one point, especially in Detroit, I know their story a little bit. Like a lot of them niggas was east to west, and it was a lot of bullshit going on back and forth. But at some point, they was
came together.
Fuck all this shit. Like, let's just get this bread on this national level.
With Nap, I feel like I hit the roof out here. You know what I'm saying? I've already hit the roof out here, but there is no unity out here. Like, Detroit, all them niggas is into it with each other. But when it's time for business, like
they don't come together and handle it.
They all come together and they handle it. So I went to Detroit for 313 Day when I shot with Babyface Ray. They had a big-ass concert, and they had, like, 7-8 rooms where different artists was stationed in. So Babyface Ray had me come there. And in that room, it was a group of niggas that didn't like people in that room. That room over there, they didn't like them either, but it didn't look like it on social media.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when all the reality, shit, security was here. When this room got let out, this room knew not to leave out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They still don't like each other. They still ready to take
each
other's
head off.
But
it was some type of respect for
business.
Let's go get this money.
Yeah. Out here, I feel like it's a, you know what I'm saying, everybody want to be number one. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's kind of hating on each other, or they don't fuck with each other.
Paris,
real quick, you trying to get that 317 Day going here?
I know, they've been hitting us up.
This is the thing, I fuck with a lot of rappers too, like, especially here. And if you think about it, even going back, that's how Atlanta really, same shit in Atlanta. Like, when they was slapping like that, they didn't all fuck with each other, but on a national level, everybody thought shit, everybody was cool as fuck.
Yeah, but see, I feel like Detroit really portrays it really, really good.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to music, if you listen to any Detroit artists, you would think all them niggas is...
Exactly.
They all be
kicking
together. They
for
all
sure.
Kicking it. They all be in the same circles. But really, that's not it. They don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? But out here, it shows. Out there, it doesn't.
Exactly.
If you know, you know.
You feel like you got to lead a city to get bigger?
For a long-ass time, I was like, nope, I'm a change the narrative, and I'm a pop out here. But now, hell yeah.
Wow.
Really, for a long time, I felt like I could really just... be here and that, like, for a long time, my goal, I mean, not my goal, but my routine has been stay on the road, but still stay home. You know what I'm saying? Go there for a week or two and then come back. You know
hard.
What I'm saying? Rubbing elbows and coming back because this is your city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
hard.
But one thing, RP, my OG, he told me, he is like, you're not a boss until you take over another city. It's easy as hell to take over your city.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But you're not a boss until you do the same shit somewhere else.
Damn.
And that's kind of how I've
that's
been.
That's player shit. For
say
real.
That again
yeah.
for them.
Anybody
though,
can be
real.
A boss in that. We small.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my OG that told me that from Muncie. And he was out there running that pape.
Yeah.
You feel me? But it's easy as hell to do that. It's Muncie. Then he came out here to Nap, and he was doing the same shit. But go to Atlanta or Texas or Florida or something like that and do that, and you a boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
bosses recognize
I'm not
bosses,
saying,
too.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you have to leave Nap to be a boss somewhere else, but it's definitely time to get to another city and make it make sense.
So are you going to Atlanta?
You know I am.
I was about to say, that might be the
there,
number one spot if you ain't going to Houston.
Paris going to goddamn Atlanta, y'all. Man.
But here's
she
the thing, though. She stamped here, though.
For sure. 100%.
She did her time, too. She didn't just
100%.
Cut out either.
One thing about a lot of people from Nap is... a lot of people that do music, their city is not behind them.
Mm-hmm.
One
for
thing
sure.
I could say is,
true.
If I was to make it right now, they could say, oh, yeah, she from Nap, and the Nap is going to stand on me.
On my mama.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of artists that's big, that are from the city, and people don't even know that they're from here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I feel like I've hit the roof out here, and now it's time for me to accelerate and go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, like, I'm about to drop with Slimeroni. I don't know if you guys know who she is. She's one of Glorilla's best friends.
Oh, okay.
I go by Slime.
Yeah.
We have a hot record we're about to drop.
It's already made?
Yes.
Can you give us the name of it?
It's a cup song.
A cup song.
A cup song. So, I don't know. Have you guys ever played the cup game in school where you clap and tapped on a cup?
Oh, yeah.
So you always got something.
See, look.
Hey, that's hard, though. Hey,
so she be spinning this shit, don't she, too?
So what I did was I took the mic in the studio just like this, and I took a cup, and I clapped the beat out, and I made that the hook. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And I sent it over to her, and me and her know each other from social media, rubbing elbows. You know what I'm saying? And she ended up following me, and then I told her I needed her on a song. She like, bet. So then I dropped it. I softly dropped that thumb in it.
Mm-hmm.
The thumb in it, I can't wait. The thumb in it is it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I can't wait to get the video and really be able to promote that. Thumb in it is it. But she hit me up when I dropped that.
Yeah.
And I sent her a song. Went to Atlanta. Y'all, when I tell y'all, I was down to like my last 4 blunts on the road. And I still needed some blunts to go home. You know what I'm saying? I was down to my last little sack. I rolled up all 4 of them blunts and sat in the studio with her for about 4 hours just so we could get a vibe with each other. We didn't record or anything.
Damn.
By the time I got back home, she sent over the MP3 with her verse on it.
That shit go hard?
Hell yeah, it go hard.
Where you feel like you were, like, not ranking your mute, but like the shit that you put out lately, right? Thumb in it, chicken shit. Is it up there like that?
I feel like it is.
Okay.
I feel like it is. I mean, I've had a long time to perfect my voice, perfect my music, perfect my sound, just to the way that I want. I've been doing music for a long time, but I've been learning myself as well. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense, yeah.
Together. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, I hated how my voice even sounded on a record.
Yeah.
I did not like it, but everybody else gravitated to it, so I'm like, fuck it. We're going to keep it like that.
Yeah.
Then I had to, you know, it's just, I feel like I've been doing music for a long time, but for like the last 5 years, I've been learning Paris Alain.
Yeah. Oh.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been Paris all my life, but
the artist.
Yeah.
The
but learning artist. My character, I had to really get in character. Like everybody know me. I go home. I'm chilling when I'm Paris, but when I got that mic in front of me, it's over.
That's what's
then
up.
And I go right back home to the shy. Chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just me.
Watching goddamn right, rubbing your feet together, watching TV shows and shit.
Yeah.
In your own Wi-Fi.
So I think as fans though, because I'm a extremely big hip hop fan.
Sure.
As fans though, that's the part that I love to see is the evolution of the artist.
Yes,
like
for sure.
I didn't see you like even from seeing your first couple stuff like in 2018 and let me not sit up here and act like I'm listening to you every single day either.
Not
but
for
just
sure.
to see the mm-hmm. evolution, like you said, finding your voice. I'm like, oh now she found it. This was years ago though. This is probably like 2 or 3 years ago where I was like, oh wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now this shit is lining up with the beat nicely, like it's laying it down.
Everybody's did music or some type of music when they were kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like me, I have a twin brother and a little sister. We all used to have little music groups, you know what I'm saying? Play house, everybody used to, you know, music and all that shit, but we didn't take that shit serious. My mom's best friend worked for LaFace Records.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. So we used to write TLC and
stuff right.
Like that. Yeah, I got a
That's
picture.
Hard.
I got a picture of Left Eye holding my letter. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know, like, I knew who she was, but I didn't really
understand.
I didn't really understand the music.
The artist.
Like, yeah, so it's just like, we've been doing music all our life. Actually, everybody probably has tried to rap. You know what I'm saying? Rather it was.
Like I said, I got a mixtape coming out.
Can't nobody beat me tapping on the table.
Oh.
You feel me? Like, all that shit is something that we all grew up, it's our culture. You know what I'm saying? But to actually say, you know what, let me take this serious was a major transformation for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at first I was dating a guy who did music and I was in the studio with him one day and TZ, Lil Billy and Skip was the first niggas that put me in the studio for real.
And I heard Lil Billy talk about it. It was like, her first nigga,
I was
there.
In the studio with them, watching them and then told them one time, like my ex, I was like, Y'all wasting time here. And his brother was like, well, since you know what you're doing, how about you do it? And I said, you know what? Say less. One thing with competition and competitive shit, that's me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had told Skip, I told Billy, and I just started rapping after that. They was playing my shit in Tremors. They was playing it on the radio. They started, and I was like, you know what? I kind of like this. You know?
Shout
and
out
I was
to Tremors.
Like, hold on, Paris. Hold on. Rewind that shit. So you telling me you start rapping off of fucking Bet?
It really wasn't a bet. It was an argument. Somebody was basically telling me I didn't know what I was talking about because I felt like they was wasting time. And at the time, I was dealing with someone. I'm like, shit, babe, we could have been at home chilling. Y'all sitting here gambling and not recording. Y'all sitting in the studio running up bread, and y'all not even recording shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So this is around the time, like, Monkey Boy and stuff. They was
going
crazy. Monkey Boy was in the studio below us. We was above them, you know what I'm saying, on Market Street.
Shout out.
And I'm like, what is y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? And he had made a little comment, and it rubbed me the wrong way. And I was like, you know what? Because at heart, I'm a poet. Poetry is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Stand-up poetry, the whole snapping, all that shit. That's my shit.
For real?
Yes, I love poetry. Poetry and pottery. I like art.
So, like, you did, like, poetry shows and shit? Like,
poetry
people was doing
shows,
this to you and shit?
Painting, pottery, that's my lane.
Okay,
you know
okay.
But once I was introduced to this shit that I'm doing now, my eyes brought in. So,
like,
you know, it went crazy. Like, this is me. And when he told me I could, you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove you wrong. But he told me I couldn't do something, and it proved me, I had to prove him wrong, but I ended up falling in love with it.
That's
right.
So that's
it was really to prove a point.
Yeah.
It was really to prove a point, but you was like, damn,
so
hold up. I kind of fuck with this shit.
When y'all ready to go on the court, I'm going to prove y'all wrong.
Hey, see, now that's different. Because, look, I had that same realization in basketball.
It be like that.
Real quick, though, because like me tell my basketball stories on here. I be talking too much, he said.
I'm listening.
But literally, no, this is a relational thing, though. When I was at North Central, mind you, I didn't grow up in Washington Township. I grew up on the West Side. So I go out there.
West Side, Hallville. That's what I'm screaming
best
out.
Best side city.
God damn it.
So I go out there for freshman year of high school, and I don't know nobody. I do know Eric Gordon and them because they played at the Gardens with me, right?
For sure.
So Eric Gordon graduate, right? And I was at the JCC over there shooting around, Jewish Community Center. And one of the dudes that went to high school with us, shout out Keith Buckley, that's my guy to this day, though. He said, so what, you supposed to be the next Eric Gordon or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, he didn't be like that. Like,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's how
you know what I'm saying? And I was, though. I didn't go to the league and shit, but I'm saying, like, shit, everything else that went with it, Mr. Basketball shit, all of that shit, I was with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. But that day, I was like,
oh, I'm about to turn.
For real?
Yeah,
like,
I'm about to.
You really don't think I can?
Like, I'm me.
Yeah.
And I think we all had a moment like that.
Yeah, that's
and that's what got
sometimes.
Me to start proving
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it just, you get a wake-up call. And they wake-up calls come in all type of forms. You know what I'm saying? And when he told me I wasn't capable of doing that, and like, how about you go do it yourself since you know everything? Woo-woo. I was like, you know what? You're right.
Honestly, Perry, I'm going to say some shit. I think, honestly, for the people that who are ambitious, that you got something in you, you got a drive, you know you're going to go and get it regardless. Like, it's almost beneficial for you to have somebody
that
around you that say something negative like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not motivated by, like, shiny shit, fucking, you know what I mean, having the biggest. Am I going to get it? Absolutely.
For sure.
Do I got whatever? I do.
For sure.
But at the same time, that's not the shit that just motivate me. I can lead it. I'll be sleeping on the floor tomorrow. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But the shit, when somebody say, I can't do something, I'm like,
yeah.
That's the shit that's going to stick to me. On them hard days, I don't want to get up. I'm like, oh, yeah, bro said that. He's crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to approve this motherfucker.
And then
he's
like,
crazy.
Constructive criticism, too. You got to be able to take it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. When he first told me that, I took offense to it because I was just like, who are you talking to? You
know
what I'm saying? And then it was like years down the road. I just talked to him last year for the first time in years because he was my ex-boyfriend's best friend. We didn't have no other reason
right.
to talk
anyway. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had seen – he hit me up in the DMs like, man, I'm so proud of you, woo-woo, not even knowing that he's the reason why I put
did you
that
tell
button.
Him that?
Hell yeah. That's my first time doing the, you know, speaking on it.
How was that conversation with him, though? Did he even – like, when you told him that, was he like – damn.
Because he did music himself, and when I tell you he's a genius with that shit,
yeah,
he hard.
That's
you know
hard.
What I'm saying? So, so when he seen what I was doing, it got to the point where we FaceTiming, and I'm sending him music, and he's just listening to the shit, and he can't believe what he's hearing. You know,
he's
what
like,
I'm saying?
This is Shorty. This
yeah,
is my
this is who told
this
me
is my
I
nigga
shit. Yeah.
Ex girl like
yeah.
that I told them
talking that shit.
Do
yeah, still, you know what I'm saying? He's still bro to this day.
People
you know
respect that too.
Yeah, if I needed advice, you know what I'm saying? I knew if I needed it from him, he's more than willing to help me with anything. And it's not that, you know, he was hating on me or, you know, it's no love lost or nothing, but
for sure.
he opened up you know, a character that I needed to get unlocked.
He put that battery in your back.
Yeah, he put the battery in my back.
Most
you know what I'm saying? So I can't do, like, just like with the chick, with the Cypher shit, I can't say fuck him. I can say thank you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
Paris, tell me about you was, because you done opened up for a lot of big artists. Like, who's some of the biggest that you done opened up for? I think I seen Ross on there. Was he one?
Opened up for Ross. I done opened up for Gucci. I done opened up for Gotti. I actually got a show with Gotti, Skrilla, Rafael 9, and Webby coming up. I didn't open up for a lot of people. Trina, I didn't open up for Trina about 10 times. Me, Mulatto, Flo Milli, Ty Bree, we'd all had, I didn't open up for a lot of people or perform with a lot of people. And I don't think one really stands out because it's been so many.
Yeah.
But it was just a blessing to even be in their presence, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's 100. That's the humbleness in you.
Hell yeah, I'm very humble. That's one thing anybody knows about me. I'm really humble.
Yeah, real shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And you was on
P Valley.
P fucking Valley. How the fuck did that happen?
Man, so I know this guy named Benoni.
Uh-huh.
And after Issa Rae shouted me out, he came hitting me up. And he's a part of her team.
Mm.
So I had went to Atlanta, and it was a, I want to say it was eighth. Is it A3C? A3C? I can't think of it. It's like a South by Southwest.
Oh, okay.
It's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he seen that I was out there, and he hit me up like, hey, we got this show coming out, and we got like a thing where any artist can pull up. So I pulled up to this studio. It was producers, artists, and they showed us a clip of the show, and they said anybody can go in there and do a song, and if we like your song, we're going to pick it. You know, so I'm in the studio. Okay, I'm looking, and you know me, I like shows, so I'm looking at what they're playing. I'm like, okay, I know what kind of music they want. So I went to the studio. Remind you, I'm the only girl in there. It's 10, 15 niggas, and everybody's running. As soon as one dude runs out the booth, the other dude's hurting running in there. So
yeah.
I kind of tricked the dude. I told him it was something outside the door, and he opened it. I ran in there and closed the door. Cause they wasn't gonna let me in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I've been performing that whole weekend. My voice was completely gone. I had tea, honey, and a beat, and I relied on that. And I recorded my verse, and then shit, a week later they hit me up like, your song got picked. And I was like,
man.
Yeah.
So you tricked it. Hold on, wait. So who was at the door though? Like a security guard or something?
You know. So it was okay. So you've been in the studio before, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the booth has a door. So everybody's been in there trying to hurry up and run in there and record what they want to record real quick because we had a time limit and it was so many people in there. Everybody wanted to go in there and show people their shit.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody wanted to, ooh, he hard. Everybody wanted that reaction. But dude was going in. He was opening the door. And he had went and put the little stopper thing in front of the door.
Yeah.
And I slid right in there and closed the door on his ass.
Ah!
I don't even know where he was from, but I was like, nope. Yeah, I
get my chance.
I had planned that. Like I'm one of the people that's very, very observant.
You was plotting.
I plot the whole time. Like, because I was thinking like, damn, because every time one guy comes out, these niggas is, I'm the only girl in here. They not about to, you feel me? They about to try to get their chance to get on this show. Man, as soon as I seen that door open, he went to go get the thing to prop it open. I just slid right in there. And he was like, oh, you. And I was like.
I had to, bro.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
He going to be telling that story on like No Jumper in the future or some shit like that.
But you know what's so crazy? Me and him end up building a relationship.
Damn,
that.
For real.
See? He's in Atlanta. He also has a podcast. I can't think of his name. He wears a really, really tall hat. But I just seen him at Revolt World.
Oh, for real?
And
damn.
He actually was on the song that we submitted. It was like a verse with everybody on there. It was me, Fresh, and him. We all got picked.
That's hard.
That's wild.
But I'm sorry I had to step on your toes. But if I didn't, I would have never made it in that room.
Right. Now you're on P Valley.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, though.
That's hard. So where does Paris go next? Like, what's next for her?
So I'm thinking about dropping another project. But I still have a lot of videos to shoot from this last project. Because my last project is epic. I put my all in set project,
yeah,
the
sure.
Pressure P. So next is a whole bunch of shows, a whole bunch of tours, and it's some doors that open to the people that I wanted to say fuck you, but thank you to. Y'all hated on me so much, y'all opened up doors that I've been trying to get open for years. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say what's next. All I can do is say just, you know, follow me on social
Paris,
media.
Paris, what's up, man? You got to give us something.
I just told you, though.
You told me a little bit.
I got some features dropping. I'm about to drop some features.
We can't get a name. We can't get a...
I told you, Slime.
Oh, okay. Slime, yeah, you did say that. Yep. You did say that.
I'm working with... I'm
tell me that.
I'm not going to say it. It's not all the way plugged in yet, but right. I kind of got it there. But I got Casino, Future's brother.
Oh, that's
me and him
up.
Got a hard-ass song that we're trying to put together. I don't know if you guys know a song called Metro, but I'm trying to throw him on there. I got a song called Metro that's crazy.
Yeah.
Trying to get him on there. And right now... music is not the only thing that I do. I work on short films. Yeah. I do all of that shit. You know,
you
what I'm
an artist so, across the board.
Yeah, I got my hands in a little bit of everything, and right now it's just like keep going until you can't go anymore. You know
most
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
When it's time, then I can, you know, sit down, rub my toes together. You know what I'm saying? And chill. But right now, I'm not done. So
you got a lot more going.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, that chicken shit did stop shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It actually kind of gave me another start.
Paris, you don't be tired of this shit?
No. It's been times where I wanted to say, you know, forget it. But when I get on the road, like, when I perform, I can go perform in Atlanta right now, and I could perform Hang Up, and then here comes a whole people. Where can I get that song from? Hang Up gets on my nerves.
Do it for real.
I love the song.
Yeah.
It's my baby. But I've performed it so much. Yeah. And this is like, okay, you got new stuff, you got harder shit, but if people are gravitating to this, this, I mean, music is forever. You
most
know what
definitely.
I'm saying? So a lot of my music is timeless. You know what I'm saying? So I used to be like, you know what, let's do something else, but I can't get away from it, and it can't get away from me.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
No, I'm not tired at all.
That's what you do, goddamn
it. Not until I'm done.
For sure.
You feel me? I don't know when I'm done.
Where can all of our followers, our subscribers, where can they find you at? Like you said, anything that you got coming up, or anything like that. Like, talk to the people that's watching this and tell them kind of where they can where they can continue
everywhere,
to follow you at.
Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, OnlyFans. I'm just playing.
She said you got to pay for that exclusive content.
Everything's Paris LaDame. That's Paris LaDame. And it's LaDame. A lot of people say LaDame or LaDame.
LaDame?
Yeah,
it's got an E on the end, though.
Well, they just, you know, LaDame.
I definitely used to say LaDame.
You know, when I get all dressed up, it's LaDame. You feel me? But it's,
nah, I don't.
You know, people
nah,
say LaDame too, but it's LaDame.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I am real quick to, you know, you said it one time.
Correct
I was going to correct
you. He did.
Why didn't you correct me then?
It's not because he said it right after that, so I was like, oh,
okay, okay.
Him.
Right, yeah.
It's LaDame.
I mean, that's
it's
usually
LaDame,
how it goes.
It looks like LaDame, so I don't really fault people too much, but I will say it's
LaDame. Yeah. That's like me, Tyrone Tyrone. I think it's Tyrone.
Right. Tyrone. They do be calling Tyrone like
Tyrone
a motherfucker.
Tyrone all the time. I'm like,
for real.
Yeah,
Tyrone.
I don't like that.
Come on, man.
Hold up now. We're not going to talk about Omarion.
Right. They just add syllables on my shit. I'm like, you don't
Omarion?
Even see.
Damn.
I ain't going to lie. That's the first thing I said when you tell me your name.
But that's what Omarion. I'm saying, though. But,
but that's normal, though.
Yeah, that's normal. But I'm like, you don't see the O-N and all of you adding shit on top of it.
It's so close to it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Most
just
definitely.
Like me. My name is Paris with two R's.
Right.
Two R's.
You know what I'm saying? I'll correct. You know what I'm saying? Stand on that shit.
Yeah, facts.
Definitely.
I'm definitely standing on
that
shit. 1,000%.
Yeah, for
you know
sure.
that?
For sure.
That's for sure. And now
if
Paris.
I see you outside in the rain. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm putting that O-N. All right.
I'm not
that's crazy.
Say no more. Y'all heard it here first. I'm not
doing the heartbeats and shit, man.
I actually didn't know it was LaDame, though. I just slipped up.
That's crazy.
I promise you good.
Nah, it's all good. Nah, Paris, we really do appreciate you come through, giving us the, you know what I mean, the boy right after the cypher, letting the city know, and just letting the world know, you know what I'm saying, doing your shit, moving to Atlanta, got a new project coming out, got new features coming out, videos to work on, a lot of shit going on.
I got new fans to get. So.
Yeah.
Doing features with anybody.
Yeah, for sure. Who's somebody who you really want to work with, though, right now, that you like, man, we can make some hard shit, like, I just feel, that you ain't really connected with yet, you know?
You know what? I think I can do a lot of music with a lot of people, but I know for a fact I am a Rico Nasty fan. Mm. I think me and her can do some crazy shit, but for like what's going on now, of course, I think I can do some crazy shit with Glow. She hard.
Yeah.
Sexy Red, she hard to me. I can do some crazy shit with her. Moneybag, I can definitely do some shit with him. really shit. I can do anything with anybody.
Yeah. Because you got to.
I'm very versatile.
Yeah.
Whenever you and Sexy Red, when y'all go ahead and get in the studio, it's just open. Make sure I got a ticket too, because that shit going to be silly.
I do a song with her. I already got some lined up.
And I messed with Glorilla super heavy too.
Yeah.
But Sexy Red, man, you know what I'm saying? That's my people's right there. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. I fucks with,
she reminds me of like one of my cousins and shit. That's why.
Hell yeah. you just pull up on Sexy Sexy, what you doing? Shit, just chilling, smoking?
For real, though.
What's up?
Cool. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I don't care,
I can really work with anybody right now. So. I can do a little bit of everything. R&B, rap, all that.
Cool. Well, we looking forward to it. Y'all heard it here first. Moguls in the Making, episode 53. And just like that. We out.